You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When I was younger, I wanted to be a paleontologist. We all have our dreams, becoming a doctor, vet, ice cream flavor developer. But how do you get to work in a certain profession anyway? We are taking a look with our occasional series, How to Be a Blank. And we're starting off with a popular one.
My name is Doug Wheelock. Right now, I'm a NASA astronaut, and I'm sitting in Houston, Texas at the Johnson Space Center. I've flown in space twice, once on the Space Shuttle Discovery, and then I lived in space for 6 months in 2010 as the commander of the International Space Station. So what we look for in folks that want to become an astronaut or work at NASA is we look for people who are interested in the STEM fields. So that's science, technology, engineering, and math. And so we encourage everyone to find a particular area in those courses of study that they really enjoy. Develop a passion for it. Be curious about the world around you. And be curious and always ask questions. We do have some height qualifications. I think it's 62 inches to 76 inches. So that's 5'2 to 6'4. And that's only so you can fit in our spacesuits and so you can fit in the spaceships as well. Also, to be physically active and healthy is a requirement because the body goes through a lot of stress when you go to space. And so we need folks with a strong sense of hand-eye coordination and physically able to do more difficult manual work. And with the vision, as long as your vision is correctable to 20/20, it's no problem if you wear glasses. We normally pick our astronauts when they're about mid-30s. Anywhere from 30 to 38, usually, is kind of the average age of a person being selected as an astronaut. So when I meet with students, say, in high school or even just in coming through college, my first advice to them is just relax. You've got plenty of time. And I encourage students of all ages to have a plan, of course. An advanced degree in science and technology, engineering and math are highly desirable. So if you can work toward a master's degree and even a PhD, we love to see that in our astronauts. But even more importantly, be able to work in an operational environment, to have some work experience as well, where you use your schooling in decision-making, in problem-solving, and things like that. But to not make being an astronaut your end-all and be-all goal. Because in the process, you know, the selection is so stringent, you want to be able to be enjoying what you're doing as well. If you don't make it into the astronaut corps, at least you have a cool job that you love. Once you get here, when someone's selected as an astronaut, for the first 2 years, they're actually focused 100% on training. Our astronauts are learning about the systems on the space station, but also about our new rockets. Our astronauts are learning Russian, and some of them flying on a Russian Soyuz up to the space station. And we have new vehicles that are coming. You may have heard about SpaceX and Boeing. They're building vehicles, rockets that are going to launch from Florida. It's really pretty fun training to be an astronaut. I've been an astronaut now for 19 years. I still feel like a young kid just walking in the front door here.
That was Doug Wheelock, an astronaut at NASA. Ever wondered about a certain job? Well, get in touch. We're weekend@marketplace.org. Hit us up on Twitter. We're @marketplace WKND. And hey, if you're listening via podcast, leave us a review. It helps other people find us. We'll